This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport. For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
Ipswich Town Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, the station giving you, the fans, a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Ipswich, where are we going to start? This maybe is the fan show. It is the fan show, but maybe it is an inquest because we are dissecting what is happening at Tan at the minute, and I'm sure it won't be the most positive of shows, but maybe you have a positive take on it tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm delighted to say not only am I once again joined by Alex Griffin, and I will be joined by Jordan Hockhold in the second half. Alex, where do we start? Four defeats on the spin we are talking about. We were trying to put a positive spin on it, looking at those home games and that running. I'm watching your videos. Coventry on the weekend. What is going wrong?
Mate, I don't know where to start. It's an absolute joke at the moment. We're not in a good position at all. We've fell down to 10th. I mean, you've got teams above us. We have two games in hand, and I look at the table and I just think it's going to be impossible soon to get top six. And even if we was to get top six, I think we wouldn't stand a chance with the form the other teams are in. We just don't have a goal scorer. I mean, Norwood's out. He's not going to be back until, what, the end of April. We just have no one to put it back in the back of the net at the moment. And funnily enough, I actually saw Luke Chambers yesterday. I was playing football in Ipswich and I saw Chambers and had a little chat with him about it, and we were both speaking about how we don't like the fans booing. And yeah, it's just even the players are feeling a bit down as well at the moment, as much as the fans.
Yeah, and it's an interesting one, that, because obviously the fans aren't happy. They're frustrated at the situation. You can understand it to a degree. They've seen their team being relegated to League One, and now they're seeing this after the wonderful start you did have. Obviously, I know when it does spill over the booing, it can't help the players get on their backs. But are we now actually, Alex, talking about maybe the way the fans are feeling, potential protests I'm even hearing being reported?
You never know. There was one the other week at the Sir Alf Ramsey statue, apparently. There's now a new protest going on called the 5-Point Project. I haven't really looked into it too much, but a lot of fans are just speaking from the heart and telling the club how they want it. And yeah, it's just not good. I'm frustrated. I'm trying to keep cool and with thought, but things have got to change, or it's just going to keep recurring. It's just a circle at the moment, you know. The most successful thing I've seen as an Ipswich fan is probably when we got into the playoffs in the Championship under McCarthy, and still we lost to our bloody rivals, Norwich. Yeah.
It's a tough one, Alex, because I know that, you know, you come on this show, as does Jordan, and you don't want to sound like a broken record, but at the minute, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? No one can quite put their finger on what's going wrong. Something maybe, surely, behind the scenes. And now we're talking about Ipswich. Only a few weeks ago, Alex, we were saying, you know, 12 games to go, 8 at home, you know, that's what you want in this run-in. And now, actually, we're talking about Ipswich, who are outside of those playoff places. They've played a couple or one game more than their rivals, and they're 7 points behind those places now. I mean, there's just no light, seemingly, at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. You've got it spot on. We can only just hope now, really. You know, I'd like to say we've got an easier running, and I think we have. You know, we've got the likes of Shrewsbury away, Bolton at home. We've got some easier games. Their games will probably still go and lose, but we've got easier opponents now. in our last few in the last games we've got, and I think if we can pick up points, these are the games we need to do them in, because you know there are teams playing tonight that are dropping points. You know, Portsmouth and Fleetwood are drawing. You've got Sunderland losing. Blackpool are up there, and they're even losing as well. So I think if we can take the for advantage, if we can take our games to a bit of advantage, pick up the points. Mm. You never know what can happen. You know, I think you said 7 points off top six. If we were to win on Saturday against Bristol Rovers, and then string a few wins together, we could be right back up there. But you can't really tell at the moment with Ipswich. There's so many issues going on around the club.
The problem is, isn't it, Alex? I mean, you know, we do that thing as fans, don't we? We go, right, well, we try to see the catalyst every other day. We try to see a spark. We go, look, we've got the games at home. This will be what we need, and we're going to go on a run. That will be the tonic that we need. Or we look at it tonight and then we go, oh, Portsmouth are drawing, Fleetwood are drawing, Sunderland are losing, Blackpool up there, they're also not winning. Maybe this is our chance. The door is ajar. But that is all well and good, but we have to start performing. If Town aren't performing on the weekends and not getting the results, all of the other stuff becomes irrelevant and doesn't matter.
Definitely, mate, yeah. At the end of the day, we've been shocking. We just can't seem to score. However, I say that, Saturday we played Coventry, and I personally, in my opinion, I don't think we played that badly. We played some nice football. We just don't have anyone that can put it back in the net, like I've said already. And yeah, you're right. We can always look at scores and see who's winning and who's losing. At the end of the day, though, if we're not performing, if we're not putting the ball in the back of the net, we aren't going to achieve. We aren't going to meet the expectations we want. And at the start of the season, we all thought we were going to win this league. And we've all underestimated it massively. Well, most of us have. I definitely wasn't one that underestimated it. I know it's a hard league to get out of. So yeah, if we can't perform on the pitch, I've got no hope at all.
Alex, obviously, I'm watching your videos on YouTube, which everyone obviously should be watching as well. Good Ipswich vlogs. But you speak to the fans. You actually also speak to the away fans. And I know you're not a fan of the booing. And Jordan's going to come on in a few minutes. And he'll have his say on it. And Lambert and behind the scenes and the ownership. But what's the general consensus among the fans? Because we know it changes week by week when it is four defeats on the spin. But what's the general feeling towards the booing, towards the environment, the atmosphere at Portman Road and towards Lambert? What is the main general consensus?
I think at the end of the day, yes, people pay to go to games. Fair enough. And I know how frustrating it is, because I get very frustrated, but I still don't understand why people boo. Like, it doesn't do good for the players. I spoke to Chambers yesterday, and he said he knows the fans are going to be frustrated at the end of the day. We've come down to this league. We've got the team. We've definitely got a good enough team to get promoted back to the Championship, and they're underachieving. They're underperforming. That's why fans boo. But I think leave out the booing, because it's not going to help the players. The confidence of the players is low, and this is why I think we're losing games. Not only just because of booing, but you look at some of the decisions Lambert's made. You can always finger point at people. At the end of the day, I don't really know what the reason is for why we're in this position. I really hope we can get out of it, to be honest, because it's honestly heartbreaking to see us where we are. In terms of Paul Lambert, though, you know, He's done it with Norwich in League One. He's got Norwich promoted two consecutive times. So I don't know why he can't do it with Ipswich. I really don't. There's so many concerns around Ipswich at the moment. And I've just got to keep my head cool. I've got to stay positive. I'll always support Ipswich, obviously. I just hope things can get sorted, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, and obviously on Paul Lambert, obviously in this run, on this run of four defeats, he was asked about the booing and he said, it's never nice, and it is the same guys that are doing the booing that were singing my name 2 months ago. We haven't changed anything with the guys. They're giving us everything, the players. The only thing is the expectancy levels on their shoulders. It's the first time they're dealing with this sort of pressure, and it's a lot for them. Even the older veteran guys in the room, it's a big task, and we are. It's a totally different pressure, expecting to win and to stay in the division. What did you make of those comments?
At the end of the day, we've come down from the Championship, okay? We've got a good enough team to get promoted back to the Championship. We should easily be achieving it. Like I say, it's not an easy league to get out of, but look at the team we've got on paper. We should be winning games. We should be winning week in, week out, really, which is why I think fans are getting annoyed. I feel like we don't have... I feel like our expectations aren't too high because it's League One at the end of the day. The football is poor, okay? And I'm not going to lie about it. I've watched so many games in this league and the teams we've come up against haven't been brilliant, okay? Neither have we. We haven't been playing great football. We've got away with quite a few of the wins. I think at the end of the day, we've had an expectation of getting promoted back to the Championship. And obviously Lambert's got pressure on him now because we have got down to 10th and he obviously doesn't like it. The players aren't happy. The players were confident. We were top of the league at the start of the season for a good, 10 matches, I'd say we were top of the league. And the players were high in confidence. So to see us drop to where we are, they've got loads of pressure on them, you know. To see us, how far we are from the playoffs, it's obviously affecting the players. I think it's affecting Lambert. And, you know, I think there's a slight glimmer of hope now that we'll get there. But a lot of hope has gone.
Well, the glimmer of hope then, Alex, maybe that you're holding on to, that begins with Bristol Rovers on the weekend. Quickly for you, is it the perfect time to face them? They may say the same, but it's 3 defeats on the spin for them. So an ideal tonic needed for Ipswich.
Well, Bristol Rovers, you know, they're not a bad team. I think they're actually beating Sunderland as we speak, mate. It's either going to be a make or break game, to be honest. If we beat Bristol, then who knows? We could go on a run of wins, but it's a game where I cannot call what way it will go. Obviously, we're in bad form. Bristol are in not the best form either. However, if they beat Sunderland tonight, they could have a bit of a confidence boost. So who knows? For me, though, if we lose to Bristol, if we draw to Bristol, I think that's definitely the season done.
Definitely the season done. Alex, I really didn't want to end on that note, but I really appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time and always being part of the Ipswich Town Fan Show and kicking us off. And you can be part of the show as well. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. But next up is the man who never pulls any punches when it comes to talking about his beloved town. It's Jordan Hockold.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You're listening to the Ipswich Town Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Alex Griffin there. Not a happy Alex Griffin. And if I was a betting man, and I am, I'm guessing that Jordan Hockold, who joins us now, isn't going to be any happier. And also, you can join us. Please provide me, Alex, Jordan, with a little bit of positivity when it comes to Ipswich Town this season, because the demise is well and truly happening, and it is happening at a rapid, frightening pace. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Jordan, my main man. Firstly, I hope you're well, but you're not, are you? Because it's 4 defeats on the spin. We spoke last week on the Late Night Fan Show, and again, it's just not getting any better.
Well, Charlie, if any town fans call in tonight with positivity, let me know what they're drinking and I'll have some of it.
Yeah, I think we all need a bit.
Oh, I tell you, Charlie, where do we start, mate? Another week, another defeat, another week. Paul Lambert's still in charge. How he's still got a job, and I'm really not sure. I don't think he's the core of the problem, but I mean, you got to look at his results, and yeah, 4 wins in 25, is it? Come on. This week they've obviously announced a 5-point protest, which is right. I think it's about time. Fans need to unite. The club's been stagnating for 10 years. Just hitting on a point that Alex made about booing doesn't help the players. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, obviously that's going to give you a bit of a bit of a boost if you're on the pitch. It's obviously not. But at the same time, you've got Lee O'Neill come out this week saying players' hierarchy don't read social media. So how are you meant to get your point across at the end of the day? And if you think the booing's bad here, I was up at Hillsborough a couple of weeks ago, and that is carnage there. I remember Luke Varney, when he played for us, he reckoned it was that bad at Leeds United, he couldn't even get out the door after a game. So if you think a little bit of booing, we applauded the players off when they got relegated last season. So it's about time. It is about time they had a bit of grief. Do you know what I mean? They need to know that fans mean business now, because we've had enough of stagnation. It's not even stagnation, because there's only one way we're going. And we're slowly slipping down and down and down. I can't wait to play Halifax away in 5 years' time, mate. I'm buzzing for it. Because if nothing happened, that's what's going to happen. We're going nowhere, Charlie. And as for this talk about the playoffs, I mean, we're not even scoring goals. We haven't scored, I mean, what is it, 8 games? We haven't scored in 6 of them. It's just, it's laughable. Absolutely laughable. The question I've got is, after 13 games, I remember I went to Fleetwood. I had a right weekend up in Blackpool. I'd had a few too many. We'd beaten Fleetwood away 1-0. I was flying, mate. And I looked at the fixtures the next day. I was absolutely steaming the next day. I was looking at the fixtures. And I was thinking to myself, after I was separating them into each 3 fixtures. And I thought, I can't see us losing more than 2 at once at any time. Man, was I wrong. Do you know what I mean? I seriously thought that's going to take some team to knock us off the top of this league now, because we were flying. Alan Judge had just hit a bit of form. James Norwood. You know what I mean? You can't tell me nothing happened. You don't go 13 games unbeaten at the start of a season playing decent football. I'm not saying we were out of this world, because we weren't, because there were some poor teams. But Fleet was not an easy place to go. We absolutely dominated Sunderland at home. Just teams like that, do you know what I mean? You can't tell me you can go 13 games at the start of the season absolutely battering teams at times, like Tranmere, Shrewsbury. They weren't even in the game. They'd lost before they'd even started the game. And to now, not only looking like losing a game, just not even looking like hitting a target or scoring. I mean, Saturday, okay, we played well. Was there any sort of penetration on the goal? Because I can't. I mean, I've looked on Twitter afterwards and they say we're throwing the kitchen sink at them and all this. So I'm not quite sure we were, if I'm honest with you. At the moment, this is how it stands. We're bottom of the form table the last 10 games. Southend haven't paid their players and they're higher up in the form table than us. So you tell me, Bolton, I mean, look at the mess they're in. Look at it. And they're higher in the form table. You've got to start asking questions, mate. And then what really topped it off for me is people may say I'm overreacting to this, but if I owned a football club that was in its worst position in 50-odd years or whatever it is, and my manager was getting absolutely hammered, he's getting pelters on left, right and centre, jobs getting lost. I mean, you've heard it, you've seen it. Charlie, I heard you saying that to Alex. And my right-hand man, Lee O'Neill, who's like his spokesman or whatever, if that was my spokesman, he's getting hammered on Radio Suffolk and all this lot. He weren't even at the game on Saturday. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I know he's got businesses to run and all this lot. This is a multi-million pound football club. This is a massive football club with a massive fan base and a massive history. So where is he? Where are you? Let's hear you, Marcus, because you're nowhere to be seen or heard, mate, as far as I'm concerned. It's an absolute joke, mate. I don't know. Is he a part-time owner? That's as far as I'd go, mate. I don't know what else to call him, if I'm honest with you. He pipes up when he starts to get a bit of a fear. Well, I'll tell you when he pipes up, when season ticket renewals come out, mate. That's the only time he pipes up, I'll tell you that, because he thinks about his wallet. That's the only thing that bloke thinks about. You don't think about the football club.
Yeah, money obviously maybe at the root of a lot of problems. There is so much to unpack, Jordan. I kind of let you go off there onto a tangent. Right. No, mate, you've put brilliant radio, because it's true. It's heartfelt, the frustrations of your team. That is what these shows were designed for, really, to let go any steam that you're feeling about your team. Ultimately, we want it to be more positive because we want Town to be winning, but it's just not happening at the minute. You mentioned the protests and obviously happening in other teams. We saw it earlier in the season. You gave great examples with Leeds and Sheffield Wednesday. Even in the Premier League, Arsenal fans booing their captain off, Granit Xhaka, because he wasn't pulling his weight. He's earned his way back. No one wants to be booed, but like you said, they were clapped, they were applauded, championed off even after relegation. And at the minute, what we're seeing, whatever it is, we're not pointing fingers, it's not good. And if the booing does help, then maybe it's need to. And people will come out and say, let's not boo, it doesn't help. But what doesn't help is Lee O'Neill having that little dig at the fans. That's only going to drive the wedge in between them further, isn't it, Jordan?
I just don't get that. I really don't get it at all. I don't know what he was thinking, if I'm honest with you. He ain't gone in on us as such, but I mean, Kieran Dyer was on there earlier on, and he said the only person or people to come out of this with any credit is the fans. Don't get me wrong, Kieran Dyer, he was an amazing player. He hasn't quite done it in management or anything like that, but he's not silly, is he? He's been around the circuit, mate. He's done his silly things and he's played for big clubs. He knows what it's all about, mate. He's not stupid. But Lee O'Neill, I mean, I think he's taken on a lot this season. I think he was a PE teacher or something like that this time last year. Something like that anyway. He's come in and I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, really. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's madness to even point the finger at the fans even a little bit at the moment. I don't think he's done himself any favours at all. But that's what I mean. Is that something where he's new to the job or something like that? But then I'm not sure the 20-odd thousand that turn up every week care if he's new to the job or not. You start pointing your fingers at us, mate. It's the end of the road as far as I'm concerned with him.
Yeah, and that's how fans feel, because you can tarnish that relationship and you can't get it back. You know, it sours very, very quickly. We don't want to speculate, obviously, Jordan. We never know what's going on behind the scenes. We can talk about Lambert, Marcus, obviously. We can talk about Lee O'Neill. But is there something maybe that's happening behind the scenes? Because this collapse, you know, this capitulation, you know, what we're seeing, even you saying, you know, you couldn't see Town losing. Now, all of a sudden, we're saying we don't know where the next win is coming from.
If there's something going on behind the scenes, it's obviously from the top, innit? Mm. I can quite imagine that there's staff there that are behind the scenes, like, I don't know, that feel undervalued. I can quite believe that. Are there players that feel undervalued? There was a bit of a stat, I think it was like one of the local journos, he's quite a reliable one, Stuart Watson, this week come out with, I think it's our annual playing budget is around £5 million, which makes it sound really good. But then you separate that into months and weeks and so on and so on. I think that's just over 100k a week on wages, mate. And my footballer knowledge isn't that good that I could tell you wages-wise, but I'd say that puts us just up from mid-table in League One, really. Mm. I just think it's just lack of... It all comes down with lack of funds, mate. I really do, and I think this five-point protest, I think it's a brilliant idea, mate. I'll be honest with you.
Jordan, just quickly, what is this five-point protest for fans who maybe aren't aware of it? What are the five points?
From what I get, from what I understand and from what I've read, it is, I'm not sure, it's not actually a protest towards the owner and wanting the owner to leave. It's a protest to wanting answers as to why into different subjects. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact subjects, but there's such things as ambition or transfers or, do you know what I mean? Just certain subjects.
Yeah.
You just want answers, because that's what we don't get. We get you can watch any manager in the world. You'll sit there and they'll speak to him, but they only give you half answers, don't they? And they'll never, for obvious reasons, for business purposes or whatever, they're not going to blurt out this, that and the other about finances. We just want answers, do you know what I mean? We just want answers as to why this club has stagnated for 10 years.
Yeah. When you say that 10 years, it's heartbreaking because, you know, and that's what people, I think, also with short-term memory, they go, oh, we're in a bad run. But for the Ipswich fans, this isn't we're talking about the last 10 or dozen games. We're talking the last 10 years, where we were and where we are now. And people only see things in recency bias. But Jordan, I did want to bring up something with you because I can't ask for you to give us all this time and always get you to have a rant and make it negative, because there is a positive. And we need to talk about a certain youngster. Now, forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, but Armando Dobra, because scoring an absolute worldie. Where is he? Get this man in the first team.
Yeah, we called for him for the last few weeks.
I know. He did play on the weekend, but I want to see more of it.
Yeah, oh, I love him, mate. I think he's quality. He's got an attitude on him. You can see he's got a bit of aggression on him.
But you need that.
That's what makes him a good player. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You must have seen the goal.
Oh, right, mate, I've watched it on replay.
Yeah, oh, mate, it's mustard, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's what we need. We just need that little bit of spark. Is he the next one to come through? I believe so. I think he's a brilliant player. Very small, very agile, low centre of gravity. Let's see what he's got. Let's chuck him in, because what we got to lose now? Do you know what I mean? We got to lose? I don't think we'll make the playoffs. So I said to you a few weeks ago, we won't be there because of how good we are. We'll be there because of how poor the other teams are that we're going to play. But I don't even believe that anymore. I think we've left it too late now, unfortunately.
Left it too late. Jordan, always good to get you on the show and talk to you. It's a shame our time is always cut short. Jordan Hockold there, just brilliant when it comes to Ipswich and everything that he says. But you can have your say, like Jordan, and join in with what he has to say on every Ipswich Town fan show, every Tuesday, 9 to 9.30 on Love Sport Radio.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio. Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.